The viewpoints expressed on The Edge are not necessarily those of this radio station, its staff, management, or other sponsors.
And now back to the hottest new show on radio. You're listening to The Edge with your host, Daniel Locke.
Welcome back to the Edge Radio Broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott. A show so hot, your radio just may catch on fire, so keep your fire extinguisher ready. And by the way, you might want to keep your M16 ready, those of you who are armed and prepared, in case there's an alien-human intergalactic war. And talking about that, bringing him back on the line, is former MI6 agent, knowledgeable spokesperson about the underground bases and their existence, is James Caspel. James, welcome back.
Hello, Daniel.
Well, it's a very serious matter discussing children, because I'm sure that is near and dear to everyone's heart. And when it first came across my desk that there was somebody mentioned children, well, I thought it was all fun and games talking about the aliens, you know, and we can talk about the grays and the greens and the praying mantis type and the shapeshifters. But then somebody threw children in the mix, and all of a sudden I thought, you know, I had a different sort of outlook about it. And I want to say, well, wait a minute now. Is there verification? Has anybody ever retrieved their child from the grips of these aliens?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like you say, Daniel, this is not a joke. This is serious business. There's a massive number of children that go missing every year in Britain and America. This is happening all over the world. According to the figure in Britain, the official figures seem to be around 10 to 20,000 children disappear without a trace every year. Now, if that's the official figures, you can bet that it's a lot higher than that. The classified figures that the intelligence agencies use are the real figures. In 1995, a classified CIA, DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, an FBI report, like I say, the classified figures are the real figures, it stated that 100,000 children and 1 million adults disappear every year in the US and are never found. I mean, you may ask yourself, how is this being covered up? In the mainstream media, but as we've talked about before, the same people that are involved in this, MI6, CIA, usual people, the usual suspects, control the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
It's in 1989, it was over a 3-year period in Westchester, in New York. Over 3,000 missing children reports surfaced. This was the site of numerous UFO overflights and reports of human abductions at that time. After extensive investigation by local police departments, the children weren't found. They looked for them at runaway centres, red light districts. And they weren't found. The officials were baffled. They were put on the front of the milk cartons. Posters were pinned up on lampposts. Like I say, they weren't found.
Hmm. By the way, James, we have a friend over there in England by the name of Tom, who says he really appreciates The Edge and the fact that you're coming on. He also appreciates the fact that The Edge has all different type of subject matter. Tonight we're talking about underground bases and the alien presence there. Aren't they gathering to underneath the ground? Are they just conducting their experiments, or do they have communications to another part of the universe to where they're going to signal them at a certain time and call them to invade the Earth on topside?
I believe, from what I can gather, I believe they don't invade outright. I believe it's a covert operation. I believe they infiltrate a host society on the surface. I believe many people are being abducted and having genetically manipulated, having reptilian DNA put in them. Mm-hmm. I believe, and this is confirmed from naval intelligence reports that I've seen, they say that Department of Navy field agents, Department of Navy isn't the US Navy, it's a, this United Nations One World Government Navy, Department of Navy field agents are involved in extensive monitoring and surveillance of individuals who were being, who were unknowingly, because of the implants which wipe the memories of the abductions, they're unknowingly being used in an ongoing genetic program by competing extraterrestrial races. Now what's happening, what seems to be happening is the reptilians and greys from Orion are actually subverting the military, the political, the industrial complexes, and they're putting reptilian DNA in people. And I believe it's happening, it's coming into the private sector. What seems to be happening is the reptilians and greys are abducting people, doing these genetic programs, putting their reptilian DNA in them. And then the positive ET races, these are from the Pleiades, Andromeda, Lyra, Procyon, Tau Ceti, Sirius A, UMO. These seem to work together in some sort of protective federation. Mm-hmm. They're coming behind the reptilians, taking the same people, taking the reptilian DNA out of them, and putting the Pleiadian, etc., DNA inside them.
Whoa.
And these are the so-called star children. This is happening to.
Really? Hold on. Wait a minute. On the star children issue, do they mark these so-called star children in any way?
I'm not sure, Daniel. I'm not sure. I know people have had scars mm-hmm. on them and marks on them. Mm-hmm. That seems to be more from the reptilian grey abductions.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, Daniel, it's, that's why the Naval Intelligence Report said these individuals who are being monitored by Department of Navy field agents.
Mm-hmm. James, hold on.
Are being used in a, these people are being used in a competing genetic program between positive and negative ETs.
All right, James, how many people do you think are either star children, have been abducted, or are being tracked with implants? What is the worldwide estimate that you may have?
According to figures from the Roper report, which is in a third generation report now, which is by the RAND Corporation, which is involved in the building these underground bases. The listeners can research this themselves on the internet. And according to naval intelligence documents I've seen, it seems to be as high as around 1 in 15, 1 in 20 are star children and are being abducted by positive and negative groups competing with each other. And these people are also being abducted by the military because the military technology is far in advance of anything we see in the public domain. Mm. It's we can talk about treaties that and give the listeners some history about what's actually going on here so they can research this themselves. On February the 20th, 1954, a delegation from these positive ET groups, from the Pleiades, Andromeda, Lyra, etc., a delegation from these groups met with the Eisenhower administration, and this was in an unsuccessful effort. This was to reach an agreement on the U.S. thermonuclear weapons program. This agreement didn't work. It stumbled. The negotiations stumbled because these ETs, they weren't willing to provide technology that might have been used by the military industrial factions of the Eisenhower administration. These are peace-loving ETs, and they refuse to be co-opted into the emerging military, industrial, extraterrestrial complex. It's actually called MIEC, Military Industrial Extraterrestrial Complex. That's what it's called, with the military, government, and the Greys and Reptilians working together in the underground bases. It's called MIEC.
James, let me ask you, you said that there's a possibility of 1 out of 15, maybe 1 out of 20 people. Then could I assume, say, if I lived in a block of 100 people, 5 of those would have either be star children or being tracked by aliens?
Yeah, probably both. You see, the aliens and the military are very interested in the star children now. And yes, mm-hmm. it would be that number.
Mm. Do these underground bases also have intergalactic sort of space ports where a ship could go down and land? Does it travel through the planet down a giant hole rather than just a hole for say like a train? Are there more giant portholes going down that ships, mother ships, could go down inside?
To be honest, I don't have that information, Daniel.
Okay, James, when you said that you saw documents from the Navy and other military industrial complex and apparatus, do you like call someone up and they say, come over here, I have a document? Do they bring the documents to your house? How do you see these documents?
They've been sent to me. They get sent through the post. They get sent to my email account.
And how can you verify their authenticity?
From my research, I believe them to be genuine. And from my experiences, mm-hmm. I believe they're genuine.
Mm-hmm. You think it's possible that the United States or anyone has the capability of their own self-designed UFOs to follow these extraterrestrials outside into different universes or wherever they go? Have we ever tried to pursue them or track them and know where they are?
I know the military technology is highly advanced, but I'm not sure if there's if they've ever followed, if the military, U.S., British military, have ever followed them into outer space. Mm-hmm. I don't have that information.
James, we have dozens of questions. I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of them, so hopefully we'll try to get through most of them if we can. This writer says they've seen reports of over 190 UFO sightings in the past 3 months in Van Buren, Arkansas. Is there a base out there?
I'm not sure if there's a base out there. Like I said, there's 131 bases in the U.S. Dotted around the United States. I don't have the location of everyone. It's I know that there's huge UFO sightings all around the world now. There's huge numbers in Mexico, over Mexico City. I've seen the DVDs of them. There's thousands of craft above Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen
in the last year?
Okay.
Is the Mexico people, the Mexican people, have actually accepted what's going on.
Really?
There's not mass panic. I believe this is from these positive extraterrestrials from the Pleiades, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting ready to go to break here, James, so you'll hear the music in just a second. When we do, just stay on the line, please. Have you seen Dan Aykroyd's DVD on UFOs?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because it seemed to have a lot of the Mexican videos. It actually has a lot of video of other UFOs. I thought I saw all the UFO footage, but there's way more footage out there than we've ever seen on, say, Unexplained Mysteries here in this country on shows like that. I wonder if they select videos for television to be the more ridiculous-looking ones, let's say, like where somebody's holding the line sort of to diffuse the idea that they even exist, that most of them are hoaxes. Do you think that there's reverse psychology going on?
Definitely, Daniel, without a doubt. The mainstream media is being controlled by these same groups that are involved in this alien agenda. And they're involved in a very complex disinformation campaign.
Mm-hmm. James, why would an alien track anyone to begin with, let alone on a scale of 1 to 15? Well, we've got to go to break here. We'll just hold on to that thought and try to answer the question. The question is, why would they track him? James, stay on the line. Everybody, you're listening to The Edge, a radio broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott, and we have on the line, on our newsmaker line, James Caspold, calling all the way from Cornwall, England, talking about the underground bases, former MI6 agent. If you have a question for James, get it in now. You may not get the question answered tonight, but maybe we'll have him back in the future. So you stand by. We'll be right back. Hello, advertisers. Want to get your message, product, or service out to the world? Why not invest your hard-earned advertising dollars the right way by advertising on a website that gets millions of hits per month? That website, of course, is TheEdgeAM.com. Now, according to Ranking.com, The Edge's website is number one in the category of Internet Talk Radio. TheEdgeAM.com website has almost 1,000 other websites linked to it. You deserve the best return for your advertising dollars. Why not advertise on a state-of-the-art website with a huge worldwide and growing viewing audience? Additionally, when you place an ad on our website, you can send me a copy to be read on the air in association with your ad. To be successful, you have to advertise. Don't waste precious ad dollars on websites that have little traffic or the false promises of third-party internet companies. Advertise where the people are. That's a secret of success. Advertising on the Edge. It's a great choice. Do you feel like I do? Are you getting the feeling the Edge radio broadcast is growing? Well, if so, you're right. The Edge program has been hitting the bullseye of what people are interested in. Do you feel like I do? We've updated the website, set listening records, and are getting ready to add a web store. Do you feel like I do? From around the world, people are listening to the program, sending in their stories, making guest suggestions, participating in the forum and the online polls. They're telling their friends about the show. Do you feel like I do? Listen every Saturday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and feel like I do, right here on this station.
I want to know the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can get the truth
as we discover the truth together
on the Edge Radio program with your host, Daniel Ott.
And welcome back to the Edge Radio broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott. My. You're hearing it first here on the Edge Radio broadcast. Jane Caspold talking about the underground bases, the aliens, the Greys, the children abductions. I'm going to bring him back on the line. Here we go. James, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Daniel.
Well, we're talking about the aliens underground, and I've got dozens of questions here. As I said, I don't know if I can get to them, but as I said before we went to break, why is it that they're tracking anyone?
With the Greys putting the implants in people, it's not so much that they want to track them. Those implants seem to be a mind control implant, memory erasure implants. They actually block the memories of the abductions. They don't want the people remembering what's happened, because the truth will get out. And like I say, the Greys and the Reptilians, they covertly infiltrate a planet and subvert the population slowly over a period of thousands of years. It's actually the military implants that track people. And when I say the military, I don't mean the whole of the British military or the whole of the US military in on it. I mean, usually as regards to the alien phenomenon, it's the United Nations military, and it's the upper levels of the British and US military. So, and the the British and US military, the United Nations military, have got this super advanced technology that's more advanced than anything seen in the public domain. And the reason they've got this is because they've signed treaties. They've done treaties with the Greys and the Reptilians. On July the 11th in 1934, the first treaty with the Greys from Orion occurred aboard a naval ship in Balboa. And this was one of the most important events in human history because it thrust humanity into a role that we weren't prepared for as regards to being a host to a malevolent extraterrestrial race. The US federal government, they disregarded the Constitution of the United States by doing this and not telling the people. On this naval ship in Balboa, the agreement was first made between the Greys, representing the reptilians from Orion, and representatives of the US intelligence community. This treaty stated that in return for the Greys providing high technology, which was anti-gravity technology, metals and alloys, environment technology, free energy and medical technology, the government would allow the Greys to proceed unhindered with human abductions. But this was only if a list of abductees was provided to the government and the abductees returned unharmed with their memories of the events erased. There was actually 1, 2, 3, 4 extensions of this treaty signed in 1944, 10 years later. The agreement was every 10 years they'd renew the treaty. In 1944, the second extension of the treaty was signed. In May 1954, again under the Eisenhower administration, the third extension of this treaty was signed, and this treaty was called the Greater Treaty. The reptilians and the Greys, they blatantly broke the terms of this treaty. They abducted a lot more people than they provided on the lists to the government, and many of these people weren't returned unarmed. They were permanently abducted, and many of them were used again for the lymphatic harvesting of the lymphatic glands. The Greater Treaty in 1954 in May was actually agreed upon at the Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. This was between the Greys and the Ultra Unit in the National Security Agency. The original document of this treaty and the ET materials from the treaty, they're at the national security facility called Blue Moon, and this is underneath Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico. The entrance to this underground base is in the Manzano Mountains. There's also at this location is the technological base of the Department of Energy, and free energy devices from this Graham reptilian technology are being built for use in space at the Department of Energy base. And the last extension of this particular treaty, there's actually been others signed since this, but the last extension of the Greater Treaty was on April the 15th in 1964. And this was two intelligence personnel met with the Greys again in the New Mexico desert. This project was classified Project Plato. They actually met these two intelligence personnel met the Greys in New Mexico desert to actually arrange another meeting for April the 25th at the Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. And this meeting was to renew the treaty. But now, the fourth renewal of this treaty, the intelligence communities had broke into panic factions that were warring against each other. Because of the Amazing. Situation was so horrendous. And this extension of the treaty was a psychological bid to buy time in order to solve the problems of the Greys and the reptilians.
Well, there's no problem that a good nuke won't solve. James, how is it that we even make agreements with them? Do we have a choice? I mean, all we've got to do is say no, and they're going to hit us with the death ray, right?
Maybe. I'll probably have to speculate on this, Daniel. Maybe the government thought, we'll agree to this because they're more technologically advanced than us. If we don't agree to it, they're going to do it anyway. We might as well We might as well buy some time. And this technology that the governments have got, they're actually developing, positive factions of the government, like, say, COM-12, Naval Intelligence, developing these weapons to fight these beings. I mean, we're being lied to at every turn by the government. You know, for instance, the Cold War between America and Russia, that was a complete fabrication. It was feigned animosity. The Russian, British, and U.S. government at the upper levels are the best of friends because they've become blood brothers because of the treaties that were signed and because of the alien agenda. It was told to the people that America said, well, you know, we have to develop thermonuclear weapons in case Russia attacks us. And Russia said, we have to develop the same in case America attacks us. This was lies. At the upper levels, they were cooperating together. They were developing the thermonuclear weapons program as a last resort attempt in case, if the grazing reptilians couldn't be pried away from the planet.
Really? James, by the way, Teresa from Collierville, Tennessee, says that she's seen UFOs, and if you're ever down there, she'd love to cut your hair and talk about it. So that's Teresa from Collierville. We've got numbers of other questions. Let's get to some of these, Dave. Are there any rumored underground installations in the New England state area of the United States that you know of? Because we always hear about them out west. What about the New England area?
I don't have the information on that, Daniel. I'm not sure. The Phil Schneider material, the lectures that he did before he was murdered, they're available at videogoogle.com. Just type in Phil Schneider, and he mentions where many of them are in the U.S.
Okay. We have this additional second part. Do you believe that these ETs might be the locusts of the Book of Revelations that swarm the ground and inflict pain and death on the humans for a number of months?
Yes, I believe many things in Revelations is actually what's going on now, the end times, New World Order, and the aliens. Yeah, I do believe that. I believe that the Dulce facility, the bioenergetics, biogenetics facility in New Mexico, is the den of iniquity that was talked about in the Bible. I believe that's what they were talking about. I mean, at the Dulce base, this is one of the most horrendous bases with the activities that are going on there. Two researchers, Bill Hamilton and Tal Levesky, they received reports from the workers at the Dulce underground base in New Mexico in the mid-1970s. And this is when it was being jointly run by the CIA and the Greys and the Reptilians. Again, the MIAC, the Military Industrial Extraterrestrial Complex. This was actually before the ETs completely took the base over and kicked the humans out. These workers said at this Dulce facility, the Dulce facility goes down at least 7 levels. Again, size of a city, underground. Level 6 is privately called Nightmare Hall amongst workers. They told of genetic, horrific experimentation going on. Multi-legged humans that looked half human and half octopus. Reptilian humanoids. Furry creatures with hands like humans that cry like a baby and they mimic human words. They said they saw, a huge mixture of lizard humans in cages. Several cages of winged humans, which they said were 3.5 to 7 feet tall. They also saw bat-like creatures, gargoyle-like beings, He said in level 7.
Sound like a freak show.
The den of iniquity that is prophesied about in the Bible. In level 7, thousands of rows of human and human genetic mixtures in cold storage. Human embryo storage vats with embryos in various stages of development. I mean, other workers said they witnessed scenes even more terrifying than this and refused to talk about them. You know, I won't pull no punches. I believe it was rows and rows of caged children there, as G saw in the underground base at Los Alamos. Thomas Costello, I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah, I've seen his writings. There is a lot of that on the internet. James, these underground bases, are they still creating them, or were these things built before time? Are they still? I mean, do they have like a underground base, a building program? What's going on with that?
They've been built, and the numbers have been increased since the first treaty in 1933 with the Greys. And the intelligence community are on board that naval ship in Balboa. It's been, and like I say, it's the MIAC, the military-industrial extraterrestrial complex, working together. You know, as I said before, not the whole of the military, but certain levels of the military. We're talking about Thomas Costello. He's one of the security workers at the Dulce facility. He worked 7 years for the RAND Corporation, California. He was transferred to Dulce in 1977. He estimated there was more than 18,000 short greys at Dulce. Mm-hmm. And he also tore reptilians there. He said that security is so heavy there.
Yeah.
He knew it was 7 levels, but he said there could have been more. Now he said that every level you go down, the security clearance increases. Mm. And he said that people that work, he said the aliens are on level 5, 6, and 7 at Dulce. And the personnel there are weighed naked and given a uniform. And all entry to sensitive areas where the aliens are, there's scales in front of it, and your weight has to match your identity card.
Really?
And if there's any, if there's a change in weight around 3 pounds, because they don't want people smuggling evidence out internally in their bodies, people are x-rayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. James, just a few quick questions here, then we need to go to break again, final break. Are the aliens running out of time according to their ability to reproduce, or is there an upsurge in abductions for some reason? Is there urgency to the alien agenda, or are they just going by a meticulous schedule?
I believe there's an urgency. Yes, I believe the Greys and the Reptilians are in a panic. I believe, as prophesied about once again in the Bible, Satan will take his last stand on earth, and the forces of light and darkness will line up against each other, and the forces of light will prevail. I believe this is what's happening now. I also believe that from these beings that have materialized in my house and channeled communications to me while in a trance, they say that they've been involved in an ancient war with the reptilians from Orion, and they've pushed them back into this corner of the galaxy, and this is their last stand in this corner of the galaxy on this planet, and they're on their last legs.
Really?
So this situation is horrendous, but I don't want the listeners to panic. I think we're going to win this. I think we're headed to an age of light and love that has never been seen before.
Mm-hmm. What's the best way for someone to protect themselves against an alien abduction?
I've been able to protect myself from alien abductions. I've woke up paralyzed with a dark being figure in the room. I've been able to break the paralysis by praying. Prayer seems to be, because we're not going to beat them with technology.
Really?
Prayer seems to be the way.
Is the national ID card in any way connected to alien tracking of humans? Are they going to have access to that database, you think?
I believe so. I believe, once again, the military, government, working with the Greys and the Reptilians, they're exchanging information and technology. I believe so, Daniel, yes.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that prayer works against them, so you're saying that there must be some sort of overarching spiritual power that can subdue the alien agenda.
Yeah, without a doubt. This has been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Really? What do you think about we got to go to break. I tell you, you think about it later, whatever. You try to get a tune into my mind what we're going to ask. Stay tuned. Stay on the line. Everybody, you're listening to James Casbolt, and we're talking about underground bases. James Casbolt, former MI6 agent, worked in the Black Ops. He has come from a long line of intelligence people. So you stay tuned for the final segment of this interview. If you've missed any of this interview, go to the edgeam.com website tomorrow, where you can access this audio archive for free, which is one of the reasons this show has been propelled to number one, simply because we haven't stuck our hand out to give you such valuable information. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and we are revolutionaries here, you and I. We're not going with the standard line. We've heard from the man, and the man is corrupt. Stay tuned every week for the best in guest here on the Edge radio broadcast. We'll be back after the break. And we'll try to save your questions. If we don't get to them, the next time we have our guest back on, we'll try to keep in an archive to keep your place. If you've got a guest suggestion, go to the edgeam.com website. I end up coming right here to the studio. Don't forget, you can always contact our program director, Randy M. at theedgeam.com.
Tune in, buckle up, and get ready for a ride on the Edge Radio broadcast. New Mission Commander, Daniel Offer.
Hello, everybody. This is Daniel Ott, host of the Edge Radio broadcast. You know what's making this show such a success is people like you, our loyal listeners. Tell a friend about the show. Call or email your local radio stations and tell them about the show. Let your local radio stations know that The Edge is a free broadcast with some of the most important interviews of our time. Microbroadcasters to giant radio stations can all broadcast The Edge for free. Tell them to upgrade their program lineup and get The Edge on the air in your area. I'm Daniel Ott. Discovering the truth together on the Edge radio broadcast.
Enlightening, entertaining, and controversial. This is the Edge radio program with your host, Daniel Ott.
And welcome back to the Edge radio broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott, and on our newsmaker line, all the way from Cornwall, England, and sounding very good through our VoIP line, is James Casbolt. James, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Daniel.
Well, I can see we're not going to get to a lot of these questions we have. They've been coming in all week, and then we've got pounced to just dozens of them in here tonight. So we'll just try to go through them real quickly. Try to keep your answers short, and we'll try to get to as many as we can. Do you believe that the government officials, such as Tony Blair and George Bush, are cooperating with the aliens, or are they putting together a plan to fight them?
I believe Tony Blair and George Bush are puppets. I'm not exactly sure what they've been briefed on as regards to the alien agenda, but I definitely believe that someone above them is pulling their strings. Let's talk a little bit about the Omega Agency. This is the leading intelligence agency for the New World Order, the One World Government. They plan to bring about a quick official formation of the One World Government within 5 days, which is their plan.
Whoa.
George Bush Sr. is on the committee of the Omega Agency. It's based at Langley Air Force Base in America. And according to Naruo Hayakawa, which is one of the most respected UFO researchers in the world, he's appeared on the Prophecy Club and Japanese television. He claims, he was claiming this in 1995, that the New World Order will be a four-staged engineered event by the Omega Agency in conjunction with the ETs. Remember, he was said this in 1995. He said it will all start with a Russian-backed Arab Confederacy invasion of Israel. That's how it will start.
Hmm, interesting. Well, that's lining up real nicely.
By a international stock market collapse. Again, these are engineered events to create chaos and bring about the quick official formation of a one world government so they can clamp the people into a totalitarian vice and so have total control so they won't have to tell. So they won't have to tell us about the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
The third event will be harp-engineered earthquakes simultaneous all around the world. To top it all off, fourth event will be Project Panic, Project Bluebeam, a staged fake contact landing, maybe, on the news, which the United Nations will pretend that they're in first contact situation with an ET race, which will be a lie because they've been working with them at least from 1933 in the underground bases. And this will be the excuse to have a quick official formation of a one world government within 5 days. This is what the Omega Agency plan. And they plan to, this could bring about us, put millions into a stupor, which then, they plan to bring about a, complicated high level mind control program to calm down the stunned population. So, people need to be aware of what's going on.
Mm. James, considering you know, this is from the Fast Blast, considering you know about underground bases and alien technology, would you give credence to the information Paul Benowitz forwarded to the U.S. Air Force regarding the Achilles heel of the aliens and how we can defeat them?
Now, I would give credence to that, definitely. Why was Paul Benowitz taken away and had electroshock done to him? Because he was exposing the truth. You know, the CIA always use electroshock on people, so do MI6. It's to, if a person's had electroshock done to them, they can't put 10 sentences together clearly, so nobody's going to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen yourself any of the reptilians or any alien shapeshift?
Yes, I've had abduction experiences with reptilians. I woke up paralyzed. There was a reptilian form in my room. I was able to break the paralysis and the reptilian disappeared. I was wide awake. I was wide awake for about 2 minutes trying to scream, but no sound would come out. A reptilian again phased into my bedroom when I was awake. Materialized into my bedroom. I was terrified. And I've got symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder from this. If a person witnesses these beings, they're not going to be in a very healthy state mentally. It will cause trauma. I've got post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been diagnosed with it. I'm getting help with it and I'm being healed.
Mm-hmm.
But most people have got post-traumatic stress disorder from these experiences, and these experiences are very common.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe here in the United States, and maybe even there in England, that in any way our televangelists are being used to brainwash any of the masses?
Yes, I do believe that. Billy Graham, you know Billy Graham?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got connections into the CIA. According to my information, he's involved in CIA drug trafficking operations, and he launders CIA drug money for his Christian operation.
Billy Graham is involved in drug running?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, by the way, a listener says there's a Dr. Roger Lear here in the United States in the San Francisco area who's the foremost expert in implant removal. Were you familiar with Dr. Lear's work?
I've come across his work, not in great detail, but I'd like to see an expert like Dr. Lear to see if my implants can be removed or mm-hmm. deactivated or what.
Mm-hmm. A listener wants you to comment on the ultimate goal of the alien agenda. What is the final outcome? What is the end-all for the alien agenda?
The reptilians and greys have been subverting the population for thousands of years. It's a long-term genetic plan. The greys and reptilian agenda is to slowly and covertly take over the planet in the next 30 years, reduce the population by 90%, by these diseases, AIDS, Ebola. The AIDS, Ebola diseases are actually, and this is according to Phil Schneider, the organs taken from the greys and reptilians mixed with human and animal organs to create these diseases. You've got to understand the greys and reptilians are highly toxic to our system. They've got different DNA. Actually, being in contact with a grey, they're highly radioactive to us. You can have radiation poisoning from being in contact with a grey. Now, I believe this is why Hannah Billups had the radiation poisoning because of her contact with the grey that tried to stick the needle in her stomach. When the MIAC, the military, work with the greys, they wear spacesuits, the silver protection suits from radiation.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, these diseases are being created by the MIAC. They want to reduce the population over the next 30 years. Run the planet from underground using the surface population as food to be taken when and how they wish. The British and Russian US government is shooting down at least one in grey reptilian craft a month with these particle beam weapons.
Shouldn't we see the wreckage or see the blast?
It's, I don't know if you've seen the secret NASA transmissions video. That's available. There's a craft on there that's taken by NASA shuttle that's next to the Earth's atmosphere that's going along. It actually stops. A particle beam shoots out the atmosphere, and this craft reverses and gets out the way of it.
Mm-hmm.
James, this is real footage from NASA. It's called the secret NASA transmissions, the raw footage.
Really?
The Russians, they've got areas the size of football fields full of crashed ET craft. I mean, if this isn't a full-scale invasion, then I don't know what is.
James, our servers are indicating that a large amount of people are logging onto the site listening to the show. We're supposed to be off the air in 5 minutes. Is it possible for you to stay another half hour?
Yeah, I could do.
Okay, because we're going to lose
no problem, Daniel.
Yeah, at 10 here, we'll lose some of our affiliates, those who broadcast the show for 2 hours, but those listening by the Internet worldwide can continue to listen, and then we'll appreciate that if you stay on the line, because we have so many questions. I'll feel so bad if I don't ask some of these other questions. It's been pouring into the website, an immense interest in what you're saying about the alien agenda. The continuing question in this last email was, and I think you may have answered it, do you think they'll take billions of the human population out? And they also want to know, would they replace us with transgenic beings? Will there be human replacement or just harvesting us for food?
I don't believe this grey reptilian agenda will come about, personally. I don't believe it's in God's plan.
Okay, so are you saying that God has a plan with the aliens? And if so, why would he allow aliens to carry out any kind of work on the planet? Is he judging the planet by allowing aliens to harvest us and to experiment on us? I mean, surely God knows what's going on.
I don't believe that, Daniel. I believe God has given every being in this universe free will. And I believe these grey reptilian beings abuse their free will.
Well, God is judging us. Well, that brings me to this then. Did God create the aliens? Or did they create? Did the devil create him? Who created the aliens?
that's a deep philosophical question there.
Give it a go, mate.
You can tell us off the record, I suppose. I believe God created every being. Yeah, I believe beings fell from grace because of, as I say, the wrong use of free will.
Really? Well, wouldn't that make them sort of in the demonic camp there?
Well, I believe as the Bible talks about demons. I believe much of that is referring to the reptilians and the greys. You've got to understand, Daniel, they've been here for a long time.
Uh-huh. I think that question was asked in the first hour, the question is continuing to come in. I guess people don't have an understanding. Are you saying that some of the aliens are indeed the fallen angels, and they're just getting mixed up with the external type of aliens that are flying around in craft?
Well, I believe this is the case. I mean, the evidence suggests they've been here for millions of years, Daniel. Phil Schneider was a geologist, and he had rock specimens over a million years old, which he showed, absolute priceless artifacts that he showed on the lectures. One of these rocks, fossil, had a machine part fossilized into the rock. Now this rock was over a million years old. Who's using machines on this planet a million years ago?
No, the monkeys.
Exactly. He's also got another rock, fossilized rock, where a laser has cut the rock in half. Again, a million years old. You know, these ETs have been here a long time. This planet is on ancient space trade routes, and it's had aliens moving back and forth on this planet for millions of years. There's been wars, ET wars fought on this planet. The deserts that we've got on this planet, a lot of those are from ET wars, nuclear explosions.
Okay, so you're saying that the deserts came out of the fact that there were wars and nukes were being set off. Wouldn't there be any sort of radiation residue left there in the desert areas?
Well, I think this was a long time ago, Daniel,
ET wars
happened.
Okay. All right.
So I think the radiation would have dispersed.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get to some of these other questions. Oh, by the way, on the Edge's website, we actually have some of the early religious artwork and some from other earlier civilizations that tend to show UFOs in their artwork. Is it because back then UFOs were part of the normal part of everyday life? And if so, do they go into hiding now?
Like I say, I think this has been part of humanity since day one.
Okay, would day one be considered Adam and Eve Day or no?
Could be. I don't know.
So there could have been an alien in the Garden of Eden.
There could have been.
Well, we've never shied away from outlandish speculation here on the Edge Radio broadcast. Hey, we're going to go to our 10 o'clock break as some of our affiliate stations log off. Some of them may continue to broadcast the program the way it works. Of course, they would log on to the site and they upload it on their servers. But worldwide, those listening on the Internet will remain connected. So, James, stay with us through the break, please.
Okay.
All right, everybody. It looks like James Gaspold has agreed to stay with us another half hour. For you affiliate stations logging off, this program will continue to broadcast your option, whether or not, of course, there's no signed agreement anyway for you to broadcast any more than 2 hours. So you can if you like. If you missed this broadcast, it will be put up on the Edge's website tomorrow in its integrity, or in its entirety. That is entirety. And we'll be right back after the break.
Enlightening, entertaining, and controversial. This is the Edge Radio program with your host, Daniel Ott.
Up there in the vastness of space, in the void that is sky, up there is an enemy known as isolation. It sits there in the stars waiting with the patience of eons, forever waiting in the twilight zone.
Hello, everybody. This is Daniel Ott, host of the Edge Radio Broadcast. You know what's making this show such a success is people like you, our loyal listeners. Tell a friend about the show. Call or email your local radio stations and tell them about the show. Let your local radio stations know that The Edge is a free broadcast with some of the most important interviews of our time. Microbroadcasters to giant radio stations can all broadcast The Edge for free. Tell them to upgrade their program lineup and get The Edge on the air in your area. I'm Daniel Ott. Discovering the truth together on the Edge Radio Broadcast.
You're listening to the Edge Radio Program, a show so hot, your radio might catch on fire.
And welcome back to a bonus half hour of the Edge Radio Broadcast. Dozens and dozens of questions here for our guest calling all the way from Cornwall, England, James Caspel, talking about the underground bases, the missing children and extraterrestrials, also the Dumbs, deep underground military bases, and boy, can he describe the existence of said bases and bringing him back on the newsmaker line. Here's James. James, welcome back.
Hi, Daniel.
Well, we've talked about the children being abducted and what they're doing and the alien agenda. It sounds like there's going to be some sort of war going on. I've heard that one of the tools to fight them is something called the Orgon Blaster. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have heard of that. I don't know too much about it, but I've heard it's very effective.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody asked this question. This is we've asked it before. Why? What are they doing with the abducted children? And if you didn't hear the first hour, James did answer that. Actually, a couple times that question came up. It says, but the second part of his question: given the manpower it would take to pull off these, or alien power, wouldn't it be? Given the alien power to pull off these abductions and run underground bases, wouldn't this information have surfaced many, many times before? I mean, how can such an operation on a worldwide scale, James, just only come out occasionally on broadcasts such as this?
Well, Daniel, there's not too many whistleblowers. Many whistleblowers are murdered.
Mm-hmm. The whistleblowers, they'd be dead.
Yes. You see...
That was pirate language, by the way.
The people working at the underground bases, each underground base employs around 10,000 to 18,000 people, and there's over 1,400 of them worldwide. But what you've got to understand is these people have taken oaths of secrecy, deep-level oaths of secrecy. Mm-hmm. If they were to expose what is going on, they would be killed, their families could be killed. They're also being paid huge amount of money every year, every month. They'd lose that money.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. How much did they pay? I mean, is it pretty profitable?
According to Phil Schneider, it's... can be about $20,000 a month.
Hmm. Well, I'm just an ignorant old-timey American. I don't know what a pound is there, James. How much is that in dollars? We'll work on that later.
I'm not sure the exact figure, but Phil Schneider said it can be about $20,000 a month in the U.S. The same sort of sum in Britain.
Yeah. Well, I can see how very tempting it would be to work for the underground agenda there.
Daniel, it's, these people are going to risk their lives, their families' lives, to expose what's going on, and then people might laugh at them and not believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how, and there has been many, many whistleblowers over the years.
And they end up dead, I suppose.
Most of them, yes.
Yeah, I appreciate you staying on later, too. James, what is it, 3 a.m. in England now?
Yeah, that's right, Daniel.
Well, you've got to be very tired, and I do appreciate you coming on with such important information. A question that continues to pour in, are these underground wars responsible for earthquakes or the tsunamis? Was that a big nuke, the Greys against the reptilians, maybe?
It's actually, many of those earthquakes are HAARP-engineered earthquakes. The HAARP system is based in Alaska. It's actually ELF, extra low frequency technology, mm-hmm. which has been taken from these treaties between top levels of military mm-hmm. government and
okay.
the aliens.
All right.
This environment technology is weather and environment manipulation technology. Many of the earthquakes HAARP engineered. It's to create chaos on the planet to bring about this one world government.
Yeah.
Like the Freemason motto, order out of chaos. Create chaos and bring in a new world order. This is how these groups work. I'm going back to G, ex-NSA guy. The information that he told me for a third party after this was that on May the 20th, he told me that I was told this on May the 23rd. Now, I was told that in June there would be a huge amount of HAARP-engineered earthquakes on the west coast of America and that the dams there had already been evacuated and shut down. I mean, this was 100% accurate because between the 21st and the 28th of June, there was at least 400 small earthquakes on the west coast of America. I don't know if you were aware of that, Daniel.
No, actually, I wasn't.
It was on the global positioning system where you can look at earthquakes
really?
On the internet. It was on that, but they were small, but there was an unprecedented amount of them. They were actually testing the HAARP system, and they started in Alaska, these earthquakes, and moved down across the west coast. And like I say, G told me this was going to happen on the May the 23rd. So he knew, because of his government contacts, about the Harp-engineered earthquakes. And it, like I say, it happened on the between the 21st and the 28th of June. Mm-hmm. And it started in Alaska and moved down the West Coast. And they were testing the Harp system in preparation for these staged New World Order events.
This writer here says they want their name withheld, but they have a question. Do the underground bases have any vulnerabilities, and would you see any possible way, say, such as in the Hannah Billups case, for them to defeat their security and rescue people out from these bases?
I believe it would take a very organized military squad with classified information to the levels that are the blueprints of the facility. I believe that Hannah's rescue was divinely brought about. Obviously the bases are not heavily guarded on the surface because they don't want to attract attention to where the bases are. So if you could get to the surface, you'd have a good chance of escaping, as Hannah did.
Really? Interesting. Okay, I've got this question here. Has the CIA drug business targeted certain races or inner city poor neighborhoods in general? I guess there's that question. Of course, we had the Katrina episode that blasted New Orleans, and some speculated there was that maybe HAARP was used to target a racially, it wasn't mixed, but I mean, just the race, the predominant race in the New Orleans area.
I'm glad you asked that question, Daniel. That's a very important point. The minorities are being targeted for extermination. This is why the AIDS viruses were put in the smallpox vaccines in Africa, South Africa. The genetics of the African people are obviously different to the white people, and the genetics African people cannot be mind controlled as well as effectively as white people. This is why they're being targeted for extermination in the New World Order. This is horrendous, but this is the truth. In 1976, MI6 and the CIA were in South America, and they were researching the effects of the locals there smoking Basuco cocaine paste. The MI6 and CIA studies researching this area revealed that Basuco cocaine paste had a much more addictive and damaging potential than ordinary cocaine. And MI6 and CIA developed the crack cocaine formula from the Basuco cocaine paste formula that they'd researched in 1976 in South America. They were there. They've got so much to answer to. These people have got so much to answer to. And MI6 and the CIA flooded the American streets and the British streets with crack cocaine. There wasn't any crack cocaine on the streets until around 1980. And that's because after they took this formula, they flooded the streets with it. And where's the crack going? To the poor, impoverished, the minorities. You know, this is all an engineered, complex plan. This isn't happening by coincidence or chance.
Really? So you're saying there's some nefarious reasons all that's going on, and that's where the drug component comes into effect. This is probably the first time somebody's made the connection between drug running and the profits from drug running to fund the underground base construction. It didn't seem that the aliens would need any sort of funding apparatus. Are we building it and they're taking over? Why don't they just build it themselves?
We're building them, human beings. These are military bases, deep underground military bases. The aliens are being co-opted into this military-industrial extraterrestrial complex. It's certain factions of the government, the British-US government, that are working with these aliens, but these are military bases with aliens in them. They aren't alien bases with military in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have this question here. Do you think that the, David Icke suggests, that the seven heads of the dragon, of the dragon as kings, is direct reference to reptilian kings?
I believe a lot of the ancient text relating to the reptilians, reptilian beings, talking about the reptilians from Orion. The scientific name for them is, in the underground bases, is tetradactyloid hominoid. They're winged, tall, white, many of them albino white, winged beings.
Really?
Yeah.
We have
tetradactyloid hominoids.
Hmm. Okay, we have this here. Somebody says, tell the guest that the people who work in these military bases, that Jesus Christ said that he will hold them accountable for trafficking in souls and will be judged personally by him. So I guess this listener believes that Jesus will personally take care of some of these egregious crimes against humanity on the realm of human abduction and the trafficking and the implanting. Would you say that those that sit in the throne are not necessarily happy with what's going on?
I can't see this going on for too much longer. I think judgment will rain down on these people and these beings. I believe that they will not win this. Mm-hmm. I believe humanity is headed into an age of love and light.
Mm-hmm.
It's just identifying who is doing this, where it's happening, who's doing it, figures, facts, make ground in it in reality. It's, the headquarters of this secret international governing body, which is connected to the UN, which actually controls the UN. This is based around groups like the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, also the group known as the Illuminati, the group that the headquarters, this secret international governing body, is in Geneva in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. And the ruling body is made up of representatives of the governments involved, as well as the executive members of the group known as the Bilderbergers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, the British, American and Russian governments are working very closely together because of the graying reptilian presence and threat to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That out of control, that these governments have shattered into panicked factions, and some of these factions have sold out and mm-hmm. are directly helping the Greys and the Reptilians with their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was thinking, I want to go back real quick. You were saying that the African Americans aren't so easily controlled like the white races are. So I would think if there's going to be an uprising of sorts, that our fellow humans, African Americans, may be the ones that need to be more involved and understand this type of information to be prepared, because in that event, they seem like they would be the leaders of the rebellion. Would you not say that's correct?
That could be, Daniel. The facts of the matter are, this isn't about color or race. Humanity needs to come together in love, all races, mm-hmm. and become aware of this threat. That's the best thing we can do at the moment is become aware of what's going on. And if mm-hmm. we know the facts, we know what's going on, we can take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
But the first step is awareness, and this
yeah.
is why I'm risking my life to get this information out. This is bigger than just me.
Mm-hmm. So, James, are you, after this broadcast, are you going to be sort of looking over your shoulder to see if this broadcast has had any effect on those who are seeking to quench your bringing this information out?
I don't really look over my shoulder too much. I walk in light and love, spiritual light and love.
And that is interesting too, James, because it seems like though you have this incredible information and being an ex-MI6, you're obviously agent. You're obviously not taken by wild stories and speculations. You don't be a member of that intelligence group being a kook. I'm sure you went through a lot of psychological tests before they ever allowed you to participate. I'm sure your family has a long lineage, as you say in your bio, of being in the intelligence, which by definition means intelligence, which means you are not easily persuaded by weird ideas or anything. You obviously believe it yourself, but at the same time, it sounds to me like you've maintained your spirituality through the whole thing, and it sounds like that's carrying you through some of these more darker and sinister plans, which you know are so hideous that, in fact, if you didn't have spirituality, you could go insane.
Yeah, I could. But that's not going to happen. As I say, I walk in the light.
Mm-hmm. This writer writes in, says, James, would you please take the Edge poll? Who do you think is running the world? So I don't know if you've seen it. It's a revolving poll. I think that there's like five different names on the Edge poll,
right,
to decide. You know, we're taking to see who really is running the world. And, of course, a number of people have said the aliens are really running the world. I've got this question here.
I'll take that poll.
Okay. And what part of out there do these aliens come from? Is there an origin point, a universe, or a dimension? Where is the origin of these aliens?
According to, again, naval intelligence reports, that a man called Alan Walton released onto the internet, he was a whistleblower, worked at the Dulce facility. People can look that up themselves. It's called The Dulce Book by Branton. According to the naval intelligence reports on there, they're from Orion.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a listener wants to know, James, could you repeat the Google video that you recommended earlier?
If you go to videogoogle.com, and it's Phil Schneider. There's four lectures on there. He managed to do around that number before he was murdered.
Mm. Amazing. Well, James, I'll tell you what, I appreciate you staying this extra time here. I know it's very early in the morning. How are you holding up? You got about another 5 minutes. Is there anything you'd like to say to end this program, website or information or anything like that?
This information, the listeners can read it in more detail. If they type in my name to a search engine, James Casbolt, the article's called What You Need to Know for Your Future. There's also another article that I put on the internet, which is called MI6 Are the Lords of the Global Drug Trade. And that goes into detail about how the intelligence agencies, especially MI6, CIA, because MI6 controlled the CIA, MI6 created the CIA in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
That information is listed on that article, MI6 Are the Lords of the Global Drug Trade. And my email address is at the bottom of that. Like I say, many of my emails are being blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be contacted through the investigative journalist, Dave Starbuck. His website is revelationaudiovisual.com, and his address is at the bottom of the website.
Yeah, if you'd like a large number of people to see that, you might want to email that to me, James, and I'll put it in your bio there. Any email or website links you want.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah,
and I've also got a CD of my contact D,
mm-hmm.
who's with a taped recorded phone message when he's speaking to Dave Starbuck in an absolute mm-hmm. panic because. Mm-hmm. He's just had men shine lights into his flat.
Now,
after investigating the missing children?
Really, I think that's where it hurts the most. Hit them in their stomach. That's probably where it hurts the aliens the most. If you take away their food supply, is that CD something that you're selling?
No, I'm not. You see, I'm not doing this for money, Daniel. I could have made money. I've got a lot of money selling this information. Yeah. I've given it all away for free.
Well, yeah, James, the reason I asked is because I didn't want to interfere with whatever you're doing. But if it isn't, then if you want us to put it up on the website or some excerpt of it, you know, we could put that in a sort of presentation form, because I know I just got an email from my program director, Randy McPherson, saying, don't forget to send us the whatever documents or pictures you have. And if you've got that audio, we'd be more than happy to put that up, and you can make the Edge one of your central distribution points for this very important information.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you a copy of that CD, and I'll send you the photographs of the ET materializing in my house.
Okay.
And you'll have that in the next couple of days.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that. James Casbolt, can we have you again on the Edge radio program?
Yeah, that's no problem, Daniel.
Again,
it's been my pleasure.
I appreciate you staying up so late to do this very important interview. James, get yourself some sleep, and stay safe in jolly old England.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
All right, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, everybody, that was James Casbolt all the way from Cornwall, England, talking about the underground bases. And as you heard him say, he's going to send us very important information. And wouldn't you like to have it from a former MI6 agent? You may try as you might, but it's very hard to dismiss somebody of that caliber and his whole family being involved with the intelligence agency. You expect those people to be credible and rock solid and stable individuals, and he certainly appeared to be so here on the program as he brought us his information. By the way, we do want to say to Dan Aykroyd, if you're listening to the program, Randy McPherson, our program director, has been trying to get a hold of you to get on this program. You certainly want to get more exposure for that DVD of yours, Dan, so get it. In fact, I think I just saw a movie today with you in it. But no, if you're listening, yeah, get a hold of our program director, Randy M. at theedjm.com. Well, this interview will be posted tomorrow in its entirety. As you know, we're taking a poll as to whether or not we're going to start clip the interviews with the beginnings and end of the show. We've kind of decided that we'll put the whole thing up for a while and let people have as if they listened to it live, because still people would like to hear the rest of the show. They don't know what our logo is. They don't hear me gab, and then some people like to hear that. Of course, if we just cut that out, well, then all you have is just the guest. And oh, that's what you want? That's all you like to hear? You say, Daniel, quit gabbing. I want to get to the guests. I got you. But anyway, hey, we'll be back next week, same time, 8 to 10 p.m., unless we go crazy like we did tonight and go the extra half hour. We had so many questions. So we still have a few questions left. Sorry we couldn't get to them. But as you could tell, James was getting a little tired being at 3:30 in the morning in England. And not only did he stay up to do this interview here in the States, but I'm sure that now with this worldwide exposure on the Edge, that he may be looking over his shoulder, so he'll have to be more what's the word here I'm reaching for? It's going to leave for me too. I have a word there. Wait a minute. He's getting more observant, let's just say, a possibility of somebody shining that blue laser beam into his apartment. But you know what? I think I had the answer for that. Shoot that laser beam back. If you've got an opinion about the Edge radio broadcast, you can email me or the program director at randym@theedgeam.com. He would love to know what you think about the show. Anything you think we can improve this show, we do take your opinions. And you know what? This show started by listening to you. I was just simply somebody who got tired of listening to the gab at nighttime radio that just did not seem to get to the heart of the matter. And they certainly weren't very entertaining. And a lot of those shows just bored me. And I thought to myself, as a listener like you, which I still am, you know, why don't they ask this question? Why don't they listen to the listeners and ask questions that the listeners are asking for? You know, if you take phone calls, you get probably about one-fifth or maybe one-tenth of the questions out than you do through email. Through email, the questions are asked and you get a whole lot more questions asked. That's just a plain fact of the matter. My name is Daniel Ott. We'll be back next week, and be sure to check the website daily as we bring the bios of our additional guests. And I think in the near future, we're going to have some people sub in as the host, and so that will add some variety to the Edge radio broadcast. In a couple weeks, we'll have our Edge web store up, so if you'd like to support the Edge that way, certainly there'll be very interesting products. And it was interesting, James said that he doesn't charge for his information, and that is something that once he sends it to us, we want to give for you. Freely we receive, freely give. We're staying with that, and some listeners need to or some guests need to sell different things, books or whatnot, we have no problem with that. And I know you don't either. So you stay tuned to the Edge Radio broadcast. What's this program director saying? Tell them to go to the... Oh, okay. What he's saying, what the program director has politely reminded me to tell you, my faithful listeners, go to the edgeam.com website, go to forum, and continue the conversation with others of like mind. And I don't know how many hundreds of people are logged in there that continue to add daily... I don't know how many. I mean, I just see a list of them going just down this chart thing of a new forum participant. So you can be one too. You can participate in the forum. We take your guest suggestions. We listen to your stories if you have them. Certainly, Randy McPherson would love to hear from you on you regarding your opinion of the broadcast. We'll be back next week. Thanks everyone for staying late and listening to this great show. We'll be back next week. Bye bye, everybody.
You have been listening to The Edge with Daniel Ott. To subscribe to The Edge newsletter, log on to TheEdgeAM.com. That's TheEdgeAM.com, where you can find out more about the guests and topics discussed on the air. The Edge is being brought to you by Internet Solutions, home of affordable website design and low-cost Internet access. Visit Internet Solutions at ES4.com. That's ES4.com. Until next week, for the Edge Radio broadcast, I'm Chris Moore. See you on the Edge.
News on the USA Radio Network is next.